You have a God who will step between you and the lion to make sure that you don't get eaten up. You have a God who will step between you and the bear to make sure you don't get eaten up. Anybody and anything that is trying to destroy your life, know today there is a God who will step between you and it. Is somebody listening? Somebody said, my God loves me so much, he will step between me and every diabolical activity of darkness against my life. Did you hear it? Know it?
Hallelujah to our God. The Almighty reigns. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are worthy of all praise. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, and everything in between. You are our awesome God. Hallowed be thy name. Blessed be your holy name, Father. We are thankful for life. We're thankful for your favors, for your guidance, for your deliverance, for your peace, for divine health and prosperity. We're thankful for family and friends and your church. Be exalted, O God, in the midst of your people. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's Thanksgiving for us here in Canada. Those of you that are in the States, you have a different date. And we are thankful that you're celebrating with us today. And when it's your turn, we'll make note of it and celebrate with you too. Amen? Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. Gratitude. It's unfortunate that many times people don't appreciate that. And they mostly do so because they just think, you owe it to me, so I don't have to thank you. I paid you for it, so I don't have to thank you. I gave you something for it, so I don't have to thank you. It's a mistake. It's a mistake not to be thankful. Not to be thankful to God. Not to be thankful for your fellow man or woman. Not to be thankful for you. Sometimes we don't thank God. I thank you, Lord, for me. It sounds odd, but you got to thank God for you. Because until you are thankful for God, to God for you, you will never truly improve in life. Because when you're thankful, you're watering not just the seed of your tomorrow, but you're watering your present so that it continues to expand and grow. Somebody listening? Be thankful. You know, so many people just see problems. Everything can be good, and one thing is off, and they fly into a state of chaos. It's because one thing is off. I noticed this morning that as we were singing, that there were certain things that did not go right. I do not know all the reasons why the lyrics didn't match up all the time with the singing. But guess what? If somebody was not there doing something, I would not have any of it. So I need to be thankful that I had it, to be able to appreciate it when I did not have it correctly. So what does that thanksgiving express and bring to pass? It brings about a desire to do better. What do you see in this picture? What do you see? Somebody tell me, what do you see? Huh? Oh, you see the picture is crooked. And the sofa is off center. Look at that. That's what you saw. But there are two beautiful people there. But what you saw is a crooked picture. It's an ugly picture, but that's what you saw. But do you know that's how we live our lives? That's how we live our lives. We don't see what is there that we should appreciate. We see what is off. Off center. Crooked. And you didn't see the smiling faces. You didn't appreciate that right away. Are you thankful for the children God has given to you? Or do you just see the one flaw? The little thing off here and the little thing off there. And that's what you hop on. And you no longer see the person. You don't see the person. You just see the flaw. And you associate the flaw with the person. You are this. It's amazing to me. Thank God I have not buried many, at least not in this fellowship. But I've done quite a few funerals for other people. And it's remarkable how the quirks in the person that's been buried that was so annoying, so troubling, all of a sudden switches to become something so amazing about the person when the person is dead. All of a sudden becomes a quality that's so good about them. But that's what was driving you crazy, that you were not thankful for. You can be thankful for every experience you have with the people in your life. Rather than letting it burn you up and cause you to lose focus and have insight to the better and the greater things, that is what burns you up, and then you don't see anything else. You don't see anything else. Your body is functioning perfectly. Who give God thanks for their kidneys? Thank you, Lord, for my kidneys. Thank you, Lord, for my stomach. Thank you, Lord, for my appendix. Thank you, Lord, for my eyes, my ears. Thank you, Lord, for my eyebrow. Thank you, Lord, for my hair. Thank you, Lord, that I have a nose until you can't smell something. Ah! What's going on? Oh, were you thankful for it while you had it functioning? Were you thankful that you had feet that can wear shoes? We only see when it's problems, and then all of a sudden we start asking all kinds of crazy questions. But the Word of God says to us certain things. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, you have seen this verse actually today. 1 Thessalonians 5, I want to look at verse 16 through 18 real quick. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. It says, rejoice evermore. Always be in a state of joy. Be a person that is celebrating life. But while you're doing that, I recognize that there are issues. It says, pray without ceasing. While you're rejoicing, deal with the situation that you need to deal with. Talk to God about it. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop. Because when you're praying, the Bible tells us that we should pray with thanksgiving. It says, in everything, no matter what it is that is going on, with who it is going on with, in everything, give thanks. For this, you want to know the will of God? It says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I don't know what the will of God is for my life. I got it for you. Give thanks in everything. Because in the giving of thanks in everything, that's how you're going to come into the arena where you begin to experience possibilities. God begins to pull people and destiny helpers into your life. Thanks. Somebody comes into your life, give thanks. When somebody leaves your life, give thanks. In every situation, give thanks. Because if you are not giving thanks, you will quench the spirit. Quench not the spirit of God. Don't do it. How are you going to quench the spirit of God? By not giving thanks. How do you quench the spirit of God? By not appreciating the words of God that God has spoken into your life. Every word, every prophetic declaration of God that God has spoken into your life is to be appreciated, celebrated, given thanks for, expressing gratitude to God, saying, God, I thank you that you chose me and spoke this into my life. I receive it with thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. I say in agreement what you have said to me. I say the same thing. I say the same thing. I say the same thing. I am head and not tail, above only and not beneath. I am the chosen of God. I am loved of God. I am saying what God says about me. God, you so loved me. You gave your only begotten Son that as I believe in you, I will not perish but have everlasting life. I will live forever. I have abundant life, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh no. Oh God, I'm broke. Oh God, I'm sick. Oh God, I'm going to die. Oh God, what are you doing? Oh God, have you forsaken me? Oh, this person did this to me. Oh God, go kill them. Oh, We are going in totally different directions. There will not be even David, even though David was anointed to be king, he would not have been recognized if it were not for his Goliath. Even though the Lord Jesus Christ is anointed and God has spoken into his life, he will not be the one who returned with power if he had not gone through the wilderness experience. Every situation in your life and in my life is forming me into the integrity of all that God is. Thank God. Do you know that certain things happened in your life just to change the trajectory of your life so that something good, something excellent, something mighty can happen in your life? My story changes because of the goodness of God. And I need to be thankful at all times. Not just sometimes, all times. In Psalm 100, verse 4 through 5. Psalm 100, verse 4 through 5. It says to us, it says, if you're going to approach God, it says, enter into his gates. Enter into his gates. Enter, you see, gates represent the place of government. So enter into the government of God. If you want to be a leader that is going to be a leader that is going to accomplish anything, it says enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. If I want to experience the mercies of God, I must be a person who is thankful. Those are the keys that open the doors of opportunity for you and I. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. It is not something that we just do because the government says today is Thanksgiving Day. It's something that we do every day. Must do every day. Your day must start out that way. Thank you, God, for another day. Because there are people who went to sleep last night that didn't wake up this morning. I want to thank God. They will share their own testimony in full another day. But I think about a son, one of us. Went to work. He's at work. He wraps up. He's packing his stuff to go to his car to start driving home. And while he's packing his stuff, he drops. He flatlines. And they're doing everything to get him back. We take him to the hospital. Family calls us. We pray and trust God and thank God. Today he's back. He's restored. God did a miracle. But this is what I want you to see. If he had been in that car driving and he had this heart attack, not only will he have died, but so many people, other people, would have died because of him. And if there were no other persons and he came into an accident, he might have damaged part of his body because of the accident. So what do? I thank God. Yes, the bad thing happened, but thank you. Thank you, Lord. It didn't happen like this. The enemy had a plan. The enemy had an agenda. And while it was happening, Mom and I, we'd gone to the shop. I drove. I got to my driveway. And I get sick. Just like that. At the same time that it was happening to the guy over there. And I'm sick. I'm trying to grab some stuff to take it to the house. And I am panting. I'm saying, what on earth is going on here? What is happening? How is it that I was perfectly okay, and next second I am so sick I can hardly carry anything? I went and I tried to get some water to drink, and boom, 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 right there. And I, I said, devil, you liar. This is what is going on? And then we got the call. I said, when did that thing happen? He said, it happened. I said, at the same time I was going through my crisis. I said, he's going to be perfectly okay. We don't need to worry about anything because I'm feeling better now. Who is it that God is using you to help? And who is it that God is using to help you? I remember many years ago, it was my first trip, ministry trip to India. I got to India and I was ministering there. God was doing amazing miracles. I had not seen any kind of miracles like that before. Power of God was moving so mightily, lives were being changed. But while all of that was happening, I was going to have this crusade. And I am deadly sick. Sick, 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 like a dog. I'm sick. Other people are getting healed, and I'm sick. How does this make any sense? I remember one day, of those days, I go to bed and I'm in this dream. And I'm walking towards the forest. I'm walking towards the forest and I stopped. And I looked back. I said, I didn't tell Mama I'm going to the forest. I have to. I can't be going to the forest without telling her where I'm going. So I stopped. And the dream clears up. And I heard the voice of the Lord. He said, if you'd gone into that forest, you would have died. I said, huh? He said, yeah. You would have been in a comatose state. I said, what? He said, yes. You would have been in a coma. Huh. I came home and I tell Mama what had happened. And she says, what day did that happen? I said, such and such a day. At what time? I said, about this time. It corresponded to a time that she and Sister Shirley Penner were awakened of the Lord and they were interceding for me, praying for me. I know how to pray. I'm anointed, but God woke others to pray for me at that particular time. It was a time that I was heading into that forest from all that bombardment of sickness. Somebody was praying for me. And I turned around. And rather than walking into death, I turned around to walk back into the land of the living. Is somebody listening? There are things that are happening around you. And you need to be thankful to the Lord. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for sustaining me, for keeping me. I thank God for the people that He's brought into my life. There's so many things I don't know how to do. But the Word of God says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And guess what? He strengthens me through other people that know how to do what I don't know how to do. I can build this. But God brought me people that can build it. How much money do I need to build that? God brought me people who say, forget about that. This is just as ours as it is yours. I was watching and listening and joining in praise and worship with our praise team. I worshiped him this morning and I was thinking, wow. Damn, it just happened. That thing just happened. It happened because they gave of themselves. They came and they practiced. They worked together. They put lyrics together. They put the musical arrangement together. This is how we're going to do it. And every one of them worked at it. And we had a wonderful experience. How many times you go and say thank you to the praise and worship team? Oh, it just happens. Okay, every single one of them don't show up. And what do you have? Nothing. You have me here with a guitar off tune. Only three keys. I watched him drumming today, and I say, wow. Look at him go. Look at him just hit those drums, everything in sync, and the bass is going, and every the guitar is going, the keyboard's going, everything is just going, bang, 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 bang. I'm saying, amazing. Give thanks. Thanks. It does something. You say, Pastor, you spend time talking about people, most of the service about giving thanks. Yeah, you cannot really give thanks to God if you've not learned how to give thanks for the people that He's brought into your life. Stop that religious thing. Oh, hallelujah, praise God, God is good. And then you cannot thank God for the people He has in your life. He says, how can you say you love God whom you've not seen when you don't love your brother? Are you thankful for your wife? Are you thankful for your husband? Are you thankful for the ushers that usher you into the house of God? Are you thankful for those that come and make certain that the place is clean? Are you thankful for your pastors? Do you appreciate whatever it is God has brought into your life? Do you appreciate your customers that come to your business and do business with you? You think they owe it to you to come do business? Am I thankful for you being in attendance today? You don't owe me an attendance. that you took time to drive from another corner of this city, went past all kinds of other churches and came here, I have to give God thanks. Thank you, Father, for the people that you brought into my life. We all have to give thanks, one for the other. That's the point I'm trying to make. I don't know your financial situation. There are people in this house that give generously every time. They truly honor God with their giving. There's not a time that they don't honor God with their giving. They don't come here and just put a few dollars, I did my whatever. No. They don't try to figure out to tithe or not to tithe. Is it the will of God? If you are in that place wondering whether you should tithe or not tithe, you've not learned the powerful principle of thanksgiving. You've not learned it. You may not like me saying that, but it's the truth. That God gave you 100% and says, give me just a tenth of it. And you're squabbling about that. I stopped tithing a long time ago. You say, Pastor, what you just said. No, I don't give God 10%. Give God 10% of what? I don't even give God 20%. Sometimes I give 30, 40, 50%. It's caused the government to to audit me so many times. Where did you get this? Is your income and you're giving this? What are you doing? I said, none of your business. None of your business. God is going to bless me every which way He wants to. Check it out sometime. Just God says, I dare, double dare you. Check me on this. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You robbing, it's not that you're just robbing God. You're robbing yourself of every kind of opportunity. There are things that have come into my life that I didn't go looking for. It just came. Somebody just, here. How did that happen? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving will cause the little that you have to be envied by others. Because God's glory comes on your little. In Psalm 69, let me move. Psalm 69 and verse 30. When we are thankful, we magnify God. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with what? Thanksgiving. I'll praise God with a song. All you, when you're singing, it says, that's just you praising God. He says, but if you want to magnify God, do it with thanksgiving. When you are thankful to God, you give God the opportunity to be God in your life. You know, there might be a speck on this desk, and I bring a magnifying glass, and all of a sudden it becomes big. I want to burn something. I bring a magnifying glass and I put it facing the sun. And all of a sudden, I harness the power of the sun. And it goes there without me striking a match and it burns it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Your thanksgiving intensifies the presence and the power of God in your situation. Somebody listening, I pray that you're hearing the Spirit of God. If you want God to act on your behalf, magnify Him with thanksgiving. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to worship Him, and something will happen. Paul and Silas are in prison, shackled with chains. And the Bible says they began to praise God. This is the original chain gang. Hallelujah. And he's singing. And they are praising, and they are thankful to the Lord. They are in prison, and there are people all around them saying, what are those crazy guys celebrating for? What are they doing that for? But they are going. All in rhythm, and as they are praising God, God gets into action. God begins to tap too, in rhythm with them. And when God started tapping, earthquake, chains falling off, gates opening wide, they intensified the presence of God in that place until the jailer runs in there and says, what must I do to be saved? Thanksgiving. In Psalm 50, verse 14, God tells us how we also honor Him with this thanksgiving. Sometimes it's not just talk. Sometimes it's offer unto God thanksgiving. And do what? Pay thy vows unto the Most High. Pay your vows. What are your vows? Well, your capacity for God in your thanksgiving is connected to you paying your vows, your commitments, the commitments you made to God. That's the expression of your thanksgiving unto God. Pay your vows. I make a vow that I'm going to do such and such. He says, honor it. And you will have the expressions of thanksgiving manifested in your life. He says, when you do that, when you honor God with thanksgiving, honoring God with your vows, your commitments, he says, then call upon me in the day of trouble. Because you have thanksgiving kicking out and you honoring your vows, he says, call upon me in the day of trouble. He says, and I will do what? Deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. But the glorifying of God is in your thanksgiving. In essence, God is saying, I'm going to bring you. It's you start with thanksgiving and honoring your vows. He says, I'm going to deliver you, and boom. You're going to go into another realm that's going to cause you to have thanksgiving again. And boom, you're going. It is light, like climbing up these steps. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With every step, every expression of thanksgiving, I'm going up higher. When I am not thankful, I am going one step down another step down, and I will have more reasons not to be thankful, because bad things keep on happening because God doesn't have the capacity to deliver me. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. The same steps that can take you up are the same steps that can take you down. Oh. I was sharing with the saints that were here for Yom Kippur a particular truth. And by the way, I thank God for everyone that came to the services, but for the rest of you that I don't know where, what things you thought were better than being in the house hearing the word of God. I don't know. Change that. We're going to have 7 days of Sukkot. These are the feasts of the Lord. These are opportunities that God sets up to pour his blessings upon our lives. In fact, may I put it this way? Don't do this. But if you had the opportunity, you had a choice of when you should be in the house of God in the year. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Passover, and Easter, those are must. Because the benefits of Christmas don't come into your life. Jesus came here to establish this covenant of grace. Amen? So don't miss those opportunities. Tap into it. Anyhow, let me weave myself back to where I was. I said to the saints, the word of God says, in Psalm 103, it says, he will take our sins as far as the east is from the west. So has he done what? Removed our what? Transgressions from us. Now, this direction I'm facing is east. This direction is west. It is in the direction that I am heading that determines whether it is removed or not. He says, as long as you keep on going in the direction of righteousness, and at the east, let me put it this way, at the east gate is a tribe of Judah. Praise. At the west is where the Ark of the Covenant is. And guess what? Joseph's kids are over there. That's another point. But the main point is this. And watch this. God says, I've removed your sins and your transgressions from you as far as the east is from the west. Question. How far is the east from the west? Just a turn. What turn? Whether you are thankful for the experiences that you have in your life and thankful to God for the blessings and forgiving other people as they have transgressed against you, forgiving them. When you choose to not forgive them, you are no longer thankful to God who forgave you, and therefore you turn. Unforgiveness turns you, spins you around, and for one moment you are forgiven, and the next moment you are not forgiven. You have to go a distance north before you start going south. But the switch between east and west is a turn, a 180 turn. You can be in one spot and just turn. and you are no longer facing east, you are facing west. Because you choose not to forgive. You choose not to forgive because you're not thankful that you've been forgiven, that you are a sinner that was forgiven. So being thankful means that I learn how to forgive other people. Because I have experienced the mercies of God. I extend mercies to others. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalm 18. Verse 49. Psalm 18 and verse 49. It says, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. 49. Watch this. Verse 49. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord. I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord. Why? Because great deliverance giveth. God gives great deliverance. There's a connection between, hopefully you get it, there's a connection between thanksgiving and deliverance. When you practice thanksgiving, you don't need to pray for deliverance. Deliverance just comes. Oh. Deliverance comes because you're a thankful person. You don't need to ask for it. It just comes. And it continues. The word of God says, it says, God will show mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forever. Forevermore. You have been thankful, and your seed, your children, have been taken care of. Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Jonah chapter 2. Jonah chapter 2, verse 7 through 10. He says, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came unto thee into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. And verse 9, but I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Thanksgiving connected to vows. And it says, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. While Jonah is busy complaining about stuff, no deliverance. But as soon as he says, I'm going to give God thanks. And I'm going to pay my vows to the Lord. God says to the fish, fish, spit him out. His deliverance came when he expressed what? Thanksgiving. You want to be delivered? Be thankful to the Lord. And deliverance comes. The Bible says that thanksgiving is integrated to your prayer life. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Let's look at that real quickly. Philippians 4, 6. First of all, it says in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice. He says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Let me put it this way. Prayer and supplication without thanksgiving is like eating food that is not seasoned. It's blah. You want your prayers to mean something to God? Oh, come with thanksgiving. It becomes a sacrifice of praise when God Himself looks at you and sees that whatever it is that is happening in your life, there's no, how are you going to thank me for that? And then you start saying, hallelujah to our God, the Almighty reigns. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. These are difficult moments, but Lord God, I know that I am under your care. You will never leave me nor forsake me. I give you praise. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name. And as you begin to praise God, something begins to change inside you. The depression begins to move away from you because fire is burning inside of you. The fire of God is burning inside of you. And every fly that wants to perch on you because you are now hot like a hot oven says, ah, no, we're not going there. Because it knows if it perches on this oven, it is D-E-A-D on arrival. He said, oh my God, what am I going to do? When you're going through a troubled time, don't be placing hands on your head in pain. That's not what you want. Lift up your hands unto the Lord and say, I don't know what's going on, but something good is about to happen because I'm not going to die this way. Hallelujah. I rise because the Father that lives in me is the Father of my risen Lord, and my risen Lord is in me. I will not just survive. I will live life to the full. Hallelujah. Let your request be made unto God. He says, and then the peace of God, which passes all what? All understanding. In other words, we'll freak people around. Shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Listen to what the Word of God says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. Basically tells us that thanksgiving causes all things to become right. It says, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Watch it. They're forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Well, I thought there were some things that were kosher and some things that were not kosher. God says, when you bring thanksgiving into it, I kosherized the unkosherized. Hallelujah. I will sanctify it. It's on it. Wow. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused. If it be what? Received with thanksgiving. But if you are not receiving it with thanksgiving, it's not kosher. But as soon as you start thanking God for it, oh yeah. The swine changes. change is on God's mind for every one of us. Thanksgiving turns things around. Hallelujah. Now, the Word of God tells us that in these last days, a lot of people will be unthankful. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 21, the Word of God teaches us that what follows an unthankful heart is sin. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was what? Darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. It's not that they were not thankful. They were not thankful towards God. They started celebrating other things. Now, the question I need to ask myself and you need to ask yourself is this. What are you celebrating? What is priority in your life? Things? Things? Then you've made it God. When you make God God in your life and you are thankful for him, then God adds to you every other thing. God is not a thief that comes to steal from you. God is a God who knows what you need and will do exceedingly far beyond anything you dare ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you, even the power of God, even the power of his love, even the power that is expressed through thanksgiving. Look at Paul in Philippians chapter 3 for a moment, or rather Ephesians 3, verse 14. A passage of scripture that leads into the verse I just spoke to you. He says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I bow my knees. That's an expression of thanksgiving. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant to you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Hallelujah. God wants to do a work in us. Back to Romans 21. Romans 1. 21. They were not thankful. Their hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. 23 says, they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image of corruptible, that is corruptible like man and animals and whatever. Wherefore, God also gave them to the uncleanness through the loss of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. So when they dishonored God, God says, okay, you dishonoring me is going to be manifested through you dishonoring yourselves. They changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Who is blessed forever? Who is blessed forever? God doesn't need me blessing him. He's blessed forever. My blessing God causes me to tap into his blessings. For this cause God gave them up unto their vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. What is that? That's acting like a lesbian. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Man with man, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. homosexuality. Where did that all come from? Not being thankful. Huh? You mean not being thankful is going to cause us to be like that? Absolutely. Read the Bible. It was here before you. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Do you know? Two genders, male and female. Do you know how many genders we have now? Not five, not 10. We have, believe it's 23 counting. 23 genders. From male, female. Reprobate mind. Reprobate mind. Not being thankful. Oh, it's them. No, it's you and I. When we are not practicing thanksgiving, we become reprobate in our minds. You start doing crazy stuff that make people shake their head. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. All of this comes from not being thankful, not retaining God. Yeah. Without understanding. Covenant breakers. Not being thankful. How many people break covenants? Yes, not doing that no more. Not standing in the place of duty because they're not thankful to God and not thankful for what they have. Always comparing yourself with somebody else. You're not them. You are you. Celebrate whatever it is God is doing over there, but celebrate the goodness of God in your life. You don't know how many people are envious of your life while you're busy being envious of them. There are wealthy people that will gladly want to change their place with you. And vice versa. But if everybody's thankful for whatever it is God has given to them and how God has blessed them, life flows smoothly. The kinks are erased and removed. Be thankful. Oh, what can I be thankful for? I'm in this wheelchair. Thank God you're not 6 feet under. You're still breathing. Young man is in a hospital. Things were really rough. His family came down and said, "Die already. You're going too much. You're going to lose your legs. You're going to lose this. You're going to lose that." I came to a person and I said, "Your legs don't make you. You're not going to lose your legs. God didn't tell me that. And by the way, choose to live and shut off every other voice." I knew the family would be very upset with me because one of the family members was there, wanting them to pull the plug on him. kidneys shutting down, everything is shutting down. Flat lined 7 times in one day. I remember when I went to see him, first time, maybe second time I've ever been to his house. I felt led to go to that house. I went there. I saw him in the state that he was. And I remember they taking him into the ambulance to take him away, and the devil said to me, "This is the last time you're going to see him." I said, "Lying devil, I don't listen to you." I went home. The next day, I went to the hospital. And I said to him, "And the devil said, you're going to die. I was not going to see you. I am eyeballing you right now. You're not dying." I went there the next day, and for about 4, 5, 6 weeks, I was there every day, seeing him. "You're not going nowhere. Oh, he's going there. None of that is working. Plans of the..." Soon doctors and nurses are coming saying, "You should have been dead." But the Lord didn't tell me that. I have to be thankful. He's still here. And I look forward to God completing what he started in him. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being unthankful causes people to proceed into the realm of sin and judgment. You know the story in Luke 17. And this is, I'm going to say this and one more thing and I'll stop. In Luke 17, there are 10 lepers. Starting from verse 11. They see Jesus. They come into this village. Jesus came into this village and they see Jesus. As he comes through Jerusalem and is heading through Samaria and the Galilee. And as he entered this particular village, he's met by 10 men that were lepers. They were staying far away. And they lifted up their voices and they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Jesus sees them and he says simply to them, "Go show yourself to the priest." "Have mercy on us. Go show yourself to the priest." Wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. Because if they are not healed, the priest is going to chastise them. He's going to do all kinds of crazy things. He's not going to be merciful to them. But Jesus says, "Go show yourself to the priest." And the Bible says, and they went. They became cleansed. The Greek word is katharizo. The bleeding, the sores, the whatever, all the things that represented leprosy just cleaned up from their lives. They were cleansed. And as one of them saw that something had begun to happen, he didn't finish when it began to happen. It's like sometimes Mama would say to me, after I've taken a few bites from the food, and I've not said anything, like, "Thank you for the food." And say, "How many bites have you taken?" I know what that means. You've not said, "Thank you. This food is tasting good." That is right. Sometimes we just assume, that's Mama, she's supposed to cook, and I'm supposed to eat. Really? No. That's when you say, "Thank you, I forgot. I was so engaged with the food. The food is tasting so good. My mouth just wanted some more. That's why I couldn't talk. Something. Hallelujah. But be thankful. One of them stops, returns to the Lord. Remember, the Lord said, go show yourself to the priest. This guy comes back and he falls on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving what? Giving him thanks. And he was who? A Samaritan. Not a Jew, a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Stop. Come with me. The Bible says he was a what? Okay. That should give you a clue that this Samaritan was not going to the Jewish synagogue. He was going back to the one who declared him a leper. It didn't matter whether he was Jewish or Samaritan, lepers stayed together. There was no racism. We all broke together. Isn't it amazing how poor people share things together? One is smoking a cigarette and they're bombing the cigarette all over the place. Huh? Because they appreciate each other even in the midst of their mess. But he's alone. He's alone going in his direction. The other 9 are going in that direction. But he being alone, seeing what has happened to him, turned around. Said, before I go to that priest, let me go thank the guy who did this for me. The other 9, the crowd over there, they could have done the same thing. But they did not. So Jesus says, didn't I heal 10? Where are the 9? It's just this Samaritan that comes here and is giving me thanks for what I've done. And verse 18 now says, they are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, say those words with me. Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Sozo, sozo. That word, sozo, is an important word for you to appreciate. Because it means that there was not a trace. Not, if he had missing a finger, that finger was replaced. If he had missing a piece of his nose, it was replaced. There was not a sign that he was ever, at any time of his life, sick of leprosy. But this is what I want you to see. The word sozo also meant that leprosy will never again come on him. Those other 9 that were not thankful, not only were the traces of that forever removed from them, they had the opportunity again to get sick. Sozo means delivered. Did you hear that? If you want to stay delivered, practice thanksgiving. Rise with me. I want to give you a minute, not a minute of silence, but a minute for you to reflect. And just give God thanks. Find something that has done in your life and give him thanks. If something is happening in your life that is not good, find a way to give God thanks and say, I thank you for keeping me through this situation. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, because God, you are with me, and your rod and your staff comfort me. Just give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given. Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given. Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks, oh, to the whole one. Give thanks because he's given. Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's
Sekete barakaya. Oh, Reva Shendere de Vokoel de Vasakaya. Shalada de Vosanto de Vakaya. We give thanks, we give thanks. Oh, we give thanks. Oh, we give thanks, Lord. We give thanks. Shamala de Kose. Oh, we give thanks. We give you thanks, Father, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Hallelujah. Oh, we resources. We give you thanks. We give thanks for our marriages, our family, our children, our businesses. We give thanks for your church, for your people, for our pastors, our leaders. We give thanks. We give thanks for our leaders, our country. We give thanks for our health, for our peace. We give thanks. We give thanks, Lord. We give thanks. Oh, we give thanks. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done. Oh, for hallelujah. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us express our thanksgiving through our giving. And then we're going to share in communion together. Express forcefully. People who want to know the deliverance of God, give thanks. Continue to obey God in your giving. If you're here this morning and you don't have the elements of communion, just raise your hand and you will be served. Go ask Mama to come. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks. Give thanks, we give thanks, Lord, we give thanks, hallelujah, we give thanks, we give thanks. Father, we have much to give thanks for. We thank you that you loved us so much that while we were yet sinners, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord, to die for us, to take the judgment that we deserved on himself. For he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon him, and by the stripes that he bore, we were healed. We are thankful for health. We are thankful for strength. We're thankful, Lord, that you've delivered us. You've given us life abundantly, life to enjoy. When the world and the systems of the world shouted at us like they did to Bartimaeus and said, shut up, or we will come and shut you up. You gave us the presence of mind to shout out even louder, because we know that there is nothing that the enemy will do to us that you cannot reverse. We give you praise. We take of this body and we eat, knowing, O God, that you step between us and everything that was contrary. Thank you. Take and eat in Jesus' name.
Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you for all you have done for us.
Thank you for all that you've done for us.
Greatly appreciate you.
We greatly appreciate you, Father.
In Jesus' name, take and drink.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good every time. As you go home today and as you celebrate, continue to give thanks. But don't just do it just for today. Do it every day. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank God for every one of you. The Lord bless you. And I look forward to seeing you for the next set of services, the Sukkot services. Let us let God arise in us. Amen. I'll dismiss those that are on YouTube and Facebook and Reddit and Rumble and other platforms. And I'll just, Mama and I would just want to say hello and thank God for